stand there.
Okay.
Like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from, I was born in Venda. I grew up in Pretoria. Home is Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm studying at UWC, doing BCom Finance.
Mm-hmm.
My final year. So, what do I like doing for fun?
Yeah.
Actually, I just like going out, you know, with my friends, spending some quality time with my friends. If not, if I'm indoors, I love. I love just chilling, you know.
So you just for the vibes.
Most definitely.
Wow, that's interesting. So how is, before we get into the serious thing, how is, you know, your exams going, or how did your exam go, if you, you know, you've done writing?
Yeah, I don't know, lie, it was hectic for me. You know, there were two modules that I didn't expect to qualify for.
Mm.
Due to the fact that I had so much distraction when I was approved, when we came into second semester, because that's when I just launched my business. School and business was one of the most challenging thing, because the business is still new. Me on the ground and stuff, you know, and I was operating 5 days a week.
Wow. So you struggled with multitasking with, you know, your schoolwork and your business. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because the moment I'm up from morning, I'm probably waking up until 10 or 11, depending on the demand on the day. From there, exhausted, because you were up the whole day, you know, it becomes studying.
Okay, but did you find the balance at least now?
I don't know. It was just by God's grace, because to be honest with you, there are two modules that I didn't even write, term test 2 and sick test. Yeah, but I qualified. I don't know how.
That's interesting. I hope things go well for you.
Nah, the moment I qualified, I make sure that at least I put them.
Oh, you qualify, you still have to write.
I've written them.
And then it went well, I hope.
I'm confident.
Okay, that's good. That's good. No, I'm glad you survived the semester. Second semester is always the worst one.
Too much.
Okay, now let's get to your business and getting to know what your business is about. Can you kindly introduce to us your social enterprise? What is it about? What do you do? When did you start? How did you start? Where do you operate? All those things.
Okay, cool. My business, it's called Sanesh Palace.
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired by a couple of businesses from Pretoria, where I come from. You know, I grew up going to a place called Spatlo Palace. Some CBD Pretoria, you know, Kota Joe and stuff. So it was highly influenced by the culture also from Pretoria, you know, because most of the things that I do and the food that I'm pushing, it's what we call CBD reggae culture from where I come from back home, you know. I've always wanted to open this business, but it was just a matter of time and space. You know, I think in 2019, I tried, but I just didn't have the courage to, you know. And by God's grace, this year, I managed to register it and start it. So technically, my business, or what I wanted to do in the beginning, even when I started it, it was because I wanted to open this business on campus, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to operate this business on campus. It's a fast food
mm-hmm.
That we offer food that is unique, you know. In Cape Town, you usually find Gatsby's, you usually find, you know, food that favors the Western culture. So there was just that lack within the market of saying that there is this type of food. There are people from where I come from. There are people from here who would like to taste the food from where I come from. So I something had to be done to bridge into the gap, in between the gap that was there, you know. So I saw an opportunity in the market, and I that's when I decided to even try and push more, you know. And from there, that's when, after doing the paperwork of registering the company and opening the bank accounts, SARS, you know, compliance also, I then followed up with buying a couple of equipments, because already I had been saving. So because I knew what I wanted to do, you know, second semester when we reopened, on the first week of August, that's when I launched the business, you know. But it was pretty hard. It was pretty hard and challenging, because also it was not just a matter of starting, you know. You need to make sure that you have the taste right, you have the ingredients right, you have the presentation right, you have the marketing strategy right, you know. So with laying everything down, you know, you must make sure that also you have the recipe right, because it might look presentable but tasteless. So it might look tasteful but not presentable. So you must find a balance in between. And also, it's also challenging being in an environment where the community is more dominated by halal people, or people that eat halal, or that prefer halal restaurants, because you're in a color dominated environment. You are in a space where you have Muslims and Indians that don't just eat from everywhere, you know, and they eat halal food. So one of the challenges you'd face in this environment is that also to be registered on campus, you need to make sure that you are halal, meaning that you don't sell pork. You don't buy from suppliers outside of halal. The impact we're trying to have, we're trying to solve the impact of saying that this type of market, it's a market that is not yet tapped in. So there is a lack in terms of that. You understand? So we are bridging in into that. And then we also have an economic impact into it, because we are enriching lives, and we are making sure that we elevate standard of living, you know, because we do have employees, we do have people that we have employed from the local community in Bela that are assisting us, and of which we are all paying them a minimum of 3.5 per month, meaning that we are feeding families. There are families that are being fed through Sanes Palace. You know, there are people who are well taken care of. And also, I do on a weekly basis, you know, we do go out and feed people two times in a month. So we do go out and feed people who are staying in the streets, you know, just to touch and bless those who can't.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So how many people so far are working for your business?
Oh, okay, cool. So I have two drivers that drive the scooters for deliveries, because we deliver everywhere around Bela.
Wow.
Then I have four employees that work in the kitchen.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. That's beautiful work there. So what is your challenge? What is the challenge that you have running your business?
Some of the challenges that you experience, let's say for instance, days are not the same within the month. You understand the dynamics of business, that there are times where there are weeks where it will be on the peak, then there are weeks where it will just be down. And the challenge is that sometimes you would prep food, you know, with high expectations of saying that, okay, maybe today we're going to generate more money, and you make low sales, meaning that the food is highly likely to get spoiled. Maybe let's say it's a Saturday because we don't work on Sunday and Monday, meaning that you have 2 days where you're not working. What's going to happen to the food? You lose out to food. There are challenges that you'd experience with the bikes, with the motorbikes. You know, it might break down while you have that causes delays into delivering. If also we're at a peak, because sometimes we do get over, on a good day, we get 200, 300 orders a day, meaning that when there is high volume and you do not have efficient equipment to keep up with the demand, you are going to delay. With delay, you face challenges of complaints and people saying that they've been waiting for over an hour to get their food, but due to high volume, you understand? So it's a challenge of balancing the dynamics, and each day comes with its own different challenges, you know?
That's interesting. So if maybe someone is listening, who probably is an investor, stakeholder, and they're asking, what is it that your business right now needs to, you know, reach the heights where you think it can?
What do we need? I think more than anything, what we need proper equipment, you know, because proper equipment, it helps us to be able to reach or to be able to meet the quantity demand, because the higher the demand, you tend to focus more on mass distribution than releasing quality food that brought people or that brought the attention to the business, you understand? So if we can be able to have equipments that helps us to be more efficient, that could help the business grow more, because the higher the demand, we are also able to produce high quality food that is proper at a high demand. And also we need trailers, you know, because at the moment I'm operating from home. So if I'm operating from home and I'm able to do such kind of numbers of 400 orders a day, how much more could I be able to do if I'm at a location that it's student dominated, because my target market is student highly, you understand? So if I want to get a trailer and operate nearer, I feel like that could also put more exposure into the business. It could help it grow, even using word of mouth, you know?
Yeah. So I feel like it's getting a different place to operate, basically.
Yeah, you know, just expanding it, you know, growing and allowing ourselves to grow. If I could get a trailer and operate near a campus, you know, residences, I feel like that could help us, you know.
Are there any sort of businesses that operate within the proximity of the campus?
Yeah, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of businesses, there are a lot of trailers and containers that are there, you know, that are operating within that space that we want to penetrate. I think that's a market I'm looking forward to penetrate in the beginning of the year.
And I was just having a conversation with one of the people that were part of this program about the support that the university gives to studentpreneurs, because, you know, we had to cancel the event because there wasn't much support from the university with regards to this specific program. What is it that you want to see from your institution when it comes to supporting student enterprises?
Would like to see them believing and investing more into us, you know, because at the end of the day, we are here to learn and get equipped to be successful business owners. You know, I don't think there's anyone who has an ambition to run a spaza shop for the rest of their lives, you know. We want to become big entities. So with the institution giving us such opportunities, I feel like it would open up a lot of doors for us and more opportunities for us, because the UWC community on its own, it's an economy on its own that can help you build a sustainable business at a reliable business. Yeah. So giving us such an opportunity just to operate within the UWC community, I feel like it would really empower us as young entrepreneurs, you know.
So this is a pledge to the University of Western Cape to support student enterprises that you, because I think you're doing a great job, honestly. If I was just mentioning the fact that the unemployment rate is very, very high. And this is one way to solve the unemployment rate, basically, because there are certain people that you are employing and, you know, that you are feeding families basically through it, the initiative or through your business. And it's important because with the high unemployment rate, then that means that securing a job, it's on its own, it's hard. And we need people like you who have businesses to go out there and start businesses and run businesses. Because I don't think business is for everyone, but people that's, like you are the ones that keep the economy going.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, it's really hard, you know. It's really hard. It needs you to be resilient. It needs you to be strong mentally, because there are challenges in that days where it would really hit you home, you know, because like I said, days are not the same. There are days where I could literally get 10 orders. You must understand that's part of the process. That's part of business. You know, it's part of the challenges and ups and downs. But then that's why we always make sure that at a day when we're at a peak, you capitalize so that whatever you generate at your peak, it sustains the day where you're not making money, you know? So it's a mind game, you know.
Definitely. Okay, so we're gonna do a quick mini challenge. I just want to see how your presenting skills or pitch skills are. The last session we did was on how to pitch a business. So I want to see how good or how effective is your pitching skills. So you're gonna pitch your business in 30 seconds. Tell us about your business, what you sell, what you find you, whatever that you want to tell us. It's proven that the first 30 seconds, that's where in you can grab people's attention. But if you already lose them in the first 30 seconds, it's going to be hard for them to pick up the attention span. So the first 30 seconds is quite important. So in 30 seconds, you're going to tell us about your business. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Let's start.
Hi, my name is Sane Ramnenyiwa. I am the owner and the founder of Sane's Palace. Sane's Palace, it is a food outlet that operates within the Bella community. We are found at Bella 2, 13 Fluete. We sell different variety of food such as quarters, full chickens, and we are a young business that has just started, and we have...
Time's up.
Hectic.
Okay. So just feedback now. So when you're pitching a business within 30 seconds, at this point, we don't want to know your name at this point, right? You need to grab my attention with what your business is about, what you do. And I need to be like, oh, okay. So after you presenting, that's when I can say, wait, what's your name? So in the beginning, I'm not really interested in your name as someone who's listening. I want to hear the most important things. I run this enterprise and this is what we do. You can also mention the points of, you know, having people that you're feeding and all of that, because those are like winning points, kind of like that gets people's attention. That gets people to like, oh, okay, I want to hear more about what you do. So you want to grab people's attention immediately. So you touch onto the most important things first. And the names and all of those, where you are doing your business, well, where you're doing your business is also important. Like, where is it located in your case? It's also important. Yeah, so far so good. There's still room to improve. So we're about to conclude, but before we conclude, I want to hear from you what if an investor, did ask this question, right? If an investor is listening and you said you need equipment. Okay, cool. Answer that question. So you need equipment and you need capital, right? Okay. Capital, can you elaborate on what the capital is going to be used on? Although you did mention some of the things, but just for this conversation's sake.
Oh, okay, cool. So the capital could be, I will inject it into, you know, buying a trailer, you know, in order for us to be able to move from where we are operating to the location that it's student dominant. And we'll use it on buying, you know, more deep fryers, you know, gas fryers, due to the fact that you really can't rely on electrical appliances due to load shedding and stuff. So would use it on buying fridges, you know, for refrigerating the food that we prepare, you know, because we do not have enough and food gets spoiled, you know. So having to buy like equipments like that, you know, deep fryers, air fryers, you know, also the packagings, you know, wanting to standard of our packaging, you know, just to make it look more attractive, you know. Would also inject the money into marketing, you know, just to be able to grow and reach more people. Yeah, I think those are the most important things, you know, more especially if you can get equipment and we get them, we change the location to the location that we were looking forward to. I feel like that would really help the business grow.
That's definitely great. And any other thing that you want to say about the program, or, you know, just feedback as well?
The program, it's okay. It's fine. It, you know, it helps us navigate our way through into this space of entrepreneurship, you know. It's eye-opening. It's enlightening. I feel like one gets to learn a lot, you know, and more especially even, you know, it's giving us exposure out there and it's training us to be confident in ourselves and be able to be, you know, like for instance, today, you know, I learned on, you know, how to improve my pitching skills, you know, presenting yourself out there, you know, so it's molding us and building us, you know, to be successful businessmen and women out there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it is what we need as young people, you know, encouragement and motivation, you know, that we're really not on our own as we are trying to navigate our way to be successful within this field of entrepreneurship, because it's really hard and difficult, you know. So when you get entities like this that tend to support you, we tend to feel encouraged, you know, to continue to pursue and with hopes that we'll overtake and recover.
That's great. Thank you so much for your time. I know we struggled so much with, you know, finishing this interview, but I think it was worth it. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing what you do. Keep doing what you do. And definitely hoping for the best for your business and with your studies. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate it. Yeah, finally, at least we're done now.
Yeah.
Also, if I may ask,